This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good morning, Rabbi Isai. I want to share with you a question on the Megillah. And this question is really troubling me. It's a very strong question. And we're going to say a beautiful Taras. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Tachas hanatzutz yala b'roish. Instead of the thorn will rise a cypress. The sachas haserpad yala hadas. And instead of the thistle will rise a myrtle. So who is this referred to? Tachas hanatzutz is Haman. In the place of Haman, who made himself an Avodah Zarah, will arise the cypress as Mordechai, the head of all Basamim. And instead of Vashti, who's called the Serpad, will rise Ahadas, which is Esther, the Tzadekes, who's called Ahadasa. Ah, the Pasuk continues, Vahaya Lashem Lashem. God will make a name for himself. How will God make a name for himself? Says the Gemara, Zu Mikra Megillah. Through Mikra Megillah, Hashem makes a name for himself. So bothered by the following question. That means there's only one place in the whole Tanakh where it says that Hashem made a big name for himself. Where? The Pasuk, Vahaya Lashem Lashem. And how did Hashem make a name for himself? By Mikra Megillah. That's the strangest thing I ever heard. Because it's the one place where Hashem's name doesn't appear. So you want to give me a 500 terutz in why Hashem's name doesn't appear in the Megillah. But don't tell me that the way Hashem made a name for himself is through Mikra Megillah. How do he make, you want to say he made a name himself in Bereishis because his name appears 5,000 times? You want to say he made a name for himself in any other Sefer because his name appears multiple times? But why would we pick Dafka, the book, where his name does not appear, as the place that he made a name for himself? Okay, good question, right, Mendy? Mendy likes it, so it must be a good question. Okay, so so the answer I want to suggest is as follows. We said a different answer a different time, but the answer is like this. As a hakdama to davening, we say the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer b'shloish esrei midos ha-toyra nidreshes v'hem. Kavach Omer gzeir shava b'nyanav. The question is, why in the world are we saying the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel? We're not about to learn Gemara. If you want to I would say before you learn Gemara, you should say the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. There are 13 hermeneutical principles of exegesis. So you want to know what the methodology of Gemara is, say the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. But why start davening with the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel? Okay, so the Rabbi... The Maggid says, and it's also a Malbum in the Sefer Eretz Chemna, the end of Parshas Bahaloscha, that Moshe Rabbeinu davens when Miriam has Saras, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following tefillah, Kael na Rafa Nala. What we know Kael is one of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is invoking the Midah of Kael. So Rav Tzvi Her, the Maggid says like this, that the 13 principles with which the Torah is expounded, Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behem, correspond to Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. If you want to bring out one of Hashem's attributes of mercy, learn the corresponding Midah of Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behem. So, for instance, if you, right, so what's the first of Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behem? Kal v'chomer. What's the first of Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim? So we would say Hashem, Hashem, Kael, right? But the Arizal says Hashem, Hashem is not part of it. The first of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is Kael. So if you want to be Ma'orer, you want to bring out Hashem's Midas Rachamim of Kael, what do you need to do? You need to learn Kal v'chomer. So they say like this. This is a Malbum. This is brought in the Bnei Yisachar in the name of the Maggid. Mamish, something incredible. Moshe Rabbeinu Davins, Kael Narifan Allah. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be Ma'orer, the Midah of Kael. What's the next pasuk? A Kal v'chomer in the Torah. Hashem says, if her father would spit in her face, she would have to be locked up 7 days. I'm spitting in her face, so at the very least, she needs to go into seclusion for 7 days. Why is Ribbono Shel Olam making a Kal v'chomer? The Medrash even says this is one of the 10 Kal v'chomers in the Torah. Why is Hashem saying a Kal v'chomer? The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu davened with Kael. Hashem says, you want the Midas HaRachamim of Kael? Learn Kal v'chomer. If you learn Kal v'chomer, that will be Ma'orer, my Midah of Kael. So I'm going to tell you a very interesting thing. But let's say you don't go like that, Rizal. Let's say you go like the Rishonim, that the first Midah of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is Hashem, right? So if you wanted to bring out the Midah of Yud Kei Vav Kei, what would you have to learn? Kal v'chomer. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara Megillah says, on Daf, Yudalid, There are 48 Nevi'im for Klal Yisrael. 7 Nevi'is. They never took away from the Torah. They never added to the Torah. The only thing they ever added to the Torah. So there's 613 mitzvahs. The prophets never took away. They never added. Except Mikra Megillah. What did they darshan? Says the Gemara, they darshan the Kal V'chomer. If when we left Mitzrayim, which was servitude to freedom, we sang Shira, Mimisa Lechayim, from death to life, Loi Kol Shekein, we have to sing Shira. What's the Shira? Megillah Esther. So if you would look at Megillah Esther, what is it? It's a Kal V'chomer, that's what it is. It's a document of Kal V'chomer. What does a Kal V'chomer correspond to? Yud, Kei, Vavkei. So if you want to know how Hashem made a name for himself, so we have a book. You want to know, what is this book? This book is Yud-Kei Vavkei, but it doesn't say it in the book. Chacham from the Manishtana. It doesn't have to say it in the book. The entire book is a Kal V'chomer, and Kal V'chomer is the Midah of Yud-Kei Vavkei. If you want to know how God made a name for himself, the only thing ever added to the Torah through the process, procedure of Kal V'chomer is Mikra Megillah. That's how Hashem made a name for himself. Rabbi Isai, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.